more special English to come. First, we tell about what is in the news. Then the program, American Stories. We read The Luck of Roaring Camp by Bret Harte. The birth of a baby brings many changes to a gold mining town in California. Special English features are now on our internet website. You can find them at www.voa.gov/special.
This is Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Program in the News. Investigations continue in the case of an agent of the Federal Bureau of Investigation who was accused of spying. The United States government has presented more than 100 pages of legal documents to a court. They contain charges that Robert Hansen began working as a spy for the former Soviet Union in 1985. The documents say he continued spying for the Russian Federation until his arrest Sunday, February 18th. Mr. Hansen is accused of accepting $1.5 million and diamonds as payment for his work as a spy. Mr. Hansen reportedly provided Russia with more than 6,000 pages of secret American documents. Government investigators say it may be several months before they know how much damage has been done to the national security of the United States. FBI Director Louis Freeh said a committee will study the damage done by Mr. Hansen's reported spying. Former FBI Director William Webster will head it. Robert Hansen's work in the FBI involved investigating foreign citizens who might be spying in the United States. He served as the FBI's link to the State Department for the past 5 years. Part of his job was to carry secret intelligence documents between the FBI and the State Department. Officials say this provided him with information about suspected intelligence agents in the United States. FBI officials had received information that Mr. Hansen might be spying. They began watching him closely in January. The FBI began gathering evidence against him. He was arrested February 20th. The Senate Intelligence Committee met Wednesday with Mr. Freeh, Attorney General John Ashcroft, and Central Intelligence Agency Director George Tenet. Senator Richard Shelby heads the committee. He told reporters the committee wanted to know how an FBI agent could have been a spy for 15 years without being caught. He said the committee was not satisfied with the answers and will continue to investigate. Government lawyers say Mr. Hansen could face a death sentence if he is found guilty in a future trial. They say documents from the former Soviet Union show that he may have identified two Soviet agents working for the United States who were killed. Mr. Hansen has a wife and 6 children. Family members, friends, and other FBI agents say they cannot understand why he would spy for a foreign government. They say he always spoke strongly against the former Soviet Union and the communist system of government. They also say they do not think he did this work for the money. Mr. Hansen's lawyers have said he is expected to say he is not guilty of the charges when he appears in court. This VOA Special English program, In the News, was written by Paul Thompson. This is Steve Enberg.